Before Dalen Andrews presents his gun, he removes the magazine.
I'm just going to open the action so that you can see that it's unloaded.
Andrews is a Wichita State senior with just a few classes between him and graduation. He keeps the gun hidden when he's on campus by wearing a jacket, often the one with a gray hood, red flannel, and a hole in the right sleeve.
I'm going to have to try and get that patched up with my amateur sewing skills.
Andrews is required to keep his handgun concealed on campus, so he never takes his jacket off, even when the extra heat makes the gun uncomfortable.
Because it's metal, the sweat will, you know, run between you and the firearm, and then it'll stick, and then you can feel it rubbing, and it's some days when it's really hot, you get really quite a bad chafe burn.
Definitely not fun, but Andrew says fun isn't the point.
I'm not carrying it just because it makes me giggle on the inside. I get to go home and say, hey mom, I got to carry my gun today. Give me some thumbs up. That's not what it's about.
Andrew says it is about safety. Campus carry opponents fear that guns will only make universities more dangerous. A 2016 survey of faculty and students at public colleges in Kansas found strong disapproval for the law. Despite the opposition, nearly anyone 21 or older has been allowed to carry guns at those colleges since the start of the school year last fall. And with the exception of one gun left in the bathroom by a faculty member, there haven't been any incidents at Wichita State with guns this year. That's according to Captain Corey Hurl with the university's police department.
That's what we've seen. We've really had no instances of any issues with the concealed carry out here.
But Hurl says there are no signs guns have deterred crime either. The year has been pretty normal from a crime perspective at Wichita State. Campus police at KU, Fort Hays, and Emporia say they've seen the same. Outside of Wichita State Student Center, freshman Joel Asante says he started the year a bit nervous about the guns.
I was a little bit scared knowing people are going to have guns walking next to me.
But Asante is like a lot of students and faculty on campus. The concealed part of concealed carry makes it so they haven't really noticed the guns.
I haven't seen anyone pull out a gun or so. I'm happy about that. That's all I care about.
Pierre Moore Jansen says he's happy that nothing's happened this past year, but his concerns haven't changed. Jansen is the head of Wichita State's anthropology department and one of the faculty members who is opposed to allowing guns on campus. He says college is often a tense and stressful place, and he worries about what will happen if a gun ends up in the hands of a student struggling with the enormous pressures common to college life.
Are we introducing something where people who have or experience stress or weaknesses, challenges that they are unable to control for whatever reason, that's where things can happen.
Universities can designate some spots as gun-free zones. To do that, the university must provide what are called adequate security measures, such as metal detectors. But Jansen doesn't think the university has the money to provide the adequate security for all the places he says should be gun-free, like his lab.
How can I also make sure that things going on in my lab are safe?
In a year, and you feel like you still don't have an answer to that?
No.
Back outside Wichita State Student Center, senior Cammy Anderson says she's still a little nervous about guns on campus, but her initial fears have started to fade, mostly because she hasn't seen any guns.
I kind of just forget that that's a thing, since I'm not a gun owner. I think I'd be nervous if someone just pulled one out and was like, yeah, I just carry this around.
Anderson is less anxious about guns than she was before the year started. She even considered getting a firearm, but she's decided to stick with a less contentious option, mace. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Basaha.